The inhabitants of the town of Gibeon succeeded in making a peace treaty with the Israelites by misleading Joshua and the elders of Israel. Now Gibeon was an important city, like one of the royal cities, and all its men were known to be valiant fighters. When the kings of the southern cities of Canaan heard about it, they were very alarmed. Their anger was aroused because the Gibeonites had weakened their position and demoralized their troops by making an alliance with the enemy. So the king of Jerusalem appealed to the kings of four other cities to come and help him attack Gibeon and punish the inhabitants for their treason. So the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon, joined forces and marched with all their troops against the city of Gibeon and attacked it. The Gibeonites at once sent word to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal. "Do not abandon us," they said. "Come quickly and save us. Come and help us, because all the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined forces against us." When Joshua received the message, the Lord said to him, "Do not be afraid of them, for I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." So Joshua marched up from Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men. After an all-night march of about 30 kilometers, Joshua reached the beleaguered city. He took the enemy by surprise and won a great victory, because the Lord threw them into confusion before Israel. The coalition troops were routed, and the Israelites pursued them along the way going up to Beth Horon, cutting them down while they fled. The road lay through a mountain pass and then went down to the plain. The Canaanites rushed headlong through the pass, pursued by the Israelites, who were determined not to let them reach their fortified cities. As they fled before Israel on the road down to the plain, the Lord caused large hailstones to fall on the retreating army, and more of the enemy died from the hailstones than were killed by the swords of the Israelites. Joshua became aware, however, that he would not be able to destroy the enemy forces in one day. He needed more time to overcome the Canaanites while they fled, to ensure a complete and lasting victory. So Joshua prayed to the Lord in the presence of the Israelites, and said, "O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon, over the valley of Ajalon." The Lord answered Joshua's prayer and granted him a miracle unlike any other. "The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day," says the Bible. "There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man because the Lord was fighting for Israel." The biblical account of Joshua's long day has been explained in different ways. The text itself gives no other explanation than that of a temporary standstill or slowing down produced by God in the course of the sun and moon. As the whole of nature is entirely controlled by the Creator, the physical laws that govern it are likewise under his control. Whatever the means used by the Lord to accomplish the phenomenon of Joshua's long day, this miracle, like all interventions from above, manifested the greatness of God, his divine authority and power. When the five kings saw that their armies had been routed, they fled and hid in a cave. When Joshua heard that the five kings had been found, he ordered large rocks to be rolled to the mouth of the cave and guards to be posted there, while he and the Israelite army continued pursuing the enemy. On that day, Israel struck a fatal blow at the coalition of the five Amorite kings. After destroying their armies, Joshua's troops returned safely to the camp at Makeda. The next day, Joshua had the five kings brought to him and put to death. Their bodies were hung on five trees until evening. Then they were thrown into the cave where they had been hiding, and the mouth of the cave was blocked with large rocks. Joshua said to his army commanders, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be discouraged, for this is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight." The victory at Gibeon was the beginning of a lightning campaign during which most of the cities of the south were taken and laid waste. When the Israelites finally returned to their camp in Gilgal, almost all the southern part of Canaan had been conquered, because the Lord was fighting for Israel. Next episode, the conquest of the north.